Okay, we're going to start at the bottom of Vavam and Bet, but the two dots. The Gemara here wants to know, and this is it's a basic question that's going to run throughout the daf, is how do we know what the parsha of Tumat Mikdash, what we call Tumat Mikdash Kudashav, how do we know that it's actually speaking about Tumat Mikdash Kudashav? I mean, that we have Karbonot, Olivia, Yoreid for a number of items, and the parsha at the end of Parshat Vayikra says, O nefesh shirti ga b'chol devar tamei, o b'nivlat chaya tameima, o b'nivlat beheima tameia. Oh, that's the parsha of Tumah, and the question is, what is it dealing with? What is the actual restriction here that you are violating in order to have to bring a karban ola v'yoreid? So Mar says, Tanur Banan, minayin, she'ena katub medaber, ela b'tumat mikdash ukdashav. How do I know that's what it's talking about? Vidinu, it's a kavchomer of sorts, but really a like mare mokom or binyan av that we know, which is hoil v'hizir v'anosh alatuma v'chiev karban alatuma. So we know that the Torah warns us and punishes us for tuma, and it also makes us chayav for a karban. Makash v'hizir v'anosh. When it came to the punishment, the warning and the punishments of Tumah, right? The topic of that Tumah was Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. Right? It's also when it's coming to the Parsha here of Karban Olav Yoreid, Lo Chiev, Ela Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. Must be talking about Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. Now, where is that? This is actually from the Gemara Makot. We did this together with Machlokas, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is where do we know the Azharot for Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav, and where do we know the punishments for? And there they had a Machlokas about for Tumah, for Truma, and for Kodesh and Mikdash, how they learned it out. So Rashi over here quotes, what does it mean that we have the Azhara? So the Azhara is from Bamidbar, Perakei, which is in Pashat. Now, so when it talks about the shiluach of the tmeim in a machaneh, where there's misachad nekeva tishalchum mechutz machaneh tishalchum velo yitamu et machanehem. So that's the right, the azhara, and then the punishment comes from Bamidbar Perakutet is by parah aduma, by parashat chukat, which is called nogea. The made nefesh adam shemut velo yitchata et mishkan Hashem timei ben nichrita. So there you have an azhara to leave the machaneh when you're tamei, and number two is you have a punishment of karet when you don't leave, when you're in the machaneh while you are the machaneh shechina, when you are tamei. The same is true by kodesh. By kodesh, we also have a azhara, which is from Vayikra Perchav Bet, which is ish ish mizaron v'utzaro zab kodeshim leyochal ad asher yitar. Right? Ad asher yitar. So you can't eat the kodeshim until you are tahor. That's the azhara. And then we have the punishment, which we're going to bump into a couple times now, which is the punishment from Vayikra Perch Zayin. We said nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach shlim asher Hashem v'tumato alav v'nichrata nefesh ayi me'ameh. And again, v'nefesh ki tegah b'chol tumat adam b'hema t'meah b'chol shekets t'meah v'chal mi bizar zevach shlim asher Hashem v'nichrata nefesh ayi me'ameh. There you have kodesh, where we have an azara not to eat kodesh when you're tamei. We have a punishment of karet when you do eat kodesh when you're tamei. We have mikdash. Don't enter the mikdash or you must be go out of the machaneh when you're tamei. If you don't do this and you stay in the machaneh, you get karet. So now when I dealt with tumah and I wanted to know the Torah was talking about tumah, in the area of tumah that it told us, warned us, and gave us karet, the two categories it spoke about are kodesh and mikdash. So now all of a sudden I have a korban that I'm bringing, and it's talking about tumah, but I have no idea what the reference of the tumah is to. Is to what? What is this tumah? What are we being warned? Don't be tameh and do what? So that thing when it says, oh, well, let's say it's a pinyanav, it's a mare mokom. We already know the Torah deals with tumah and mikdash, in mikdash and kodesh. So this must be also talking about tumat mikdash and kodesh. So that's the Gemara's starting point. The Gemara asked the first time, it's Veima Truma. What about Truma? Truma is something, Shehizir Vanash, something that you're warned about and you are also punished for. Meaning that we have an Azhara by Truma. And someone who eats Truma, because if he does do it, someone who eats Truma when they are Guftamei, right, who's a Meitu Boki Chalulu, that they get punished with a Mita, Mita Bidei Shamayim. Right? So now you have Azhara and you have an Onesh by Truma. So Mar says, lo ashkechon avon mita dechayev alei karban. So They say, no, that's fine. We don't have, when we find Korban Chatat, or when we find Korbanot in general, Korbanot Chotot will lead to a Shugay that's referencing something that has a Chiyuv Karet when it's a Bimezid. Over here, someone eats Chuma, Bid, right? Chuma when they're a Tamei, it's Betumat Aguf, they eat Chuma, the punishment is Mita, Mita Bidei Shemayim, but the punishment is Mita, because it's a Meitu Bo Ki Chalulu. So therefore, we don't find Korban related to Mita. That's the Gemara statement here. It says, wait, Emahani Mile Korban Kavua. That's only when we're talking about a Korban Chatat, which is Kavua. It doesn't flex. It's not flexibility to it. Aval Olevi Yoreid. Over here in the end of Parshat Vayikra, when we're talking about, in the end of Parakeh, at the end of Parshat Vayikra, when we're talking about this Korban Olevi Yoreid, right? Then maybe that has a different set of standards. Neite. Somebody says, Mide Ahava Ashmiat Kol Babitu Isfatayim. Right, because just like it works for Shmiat Kol and Bitui Sfatayim, which is that when you, the other two categories of Korbanot, and that's why this Idiot Tumah is part of why it's found here, is because the Torah lays out three items for which you are Chayav, a Korban Olev Yoreid. One of them is this Tumah category, which we're trying to determine what it is. The other two are Shvat Eidut, which is the first pasuk in Parakei, which is Nefesh Ki Techata V'Shema Kol Ala B'Hu Eid O Ra'ah O Yada Im Lo Yagid B'Nasal V'No. That's what's called Shvat Eidut. And then pasuk Dalet after Yidur Tumah it says Nefesh Ki Tishava L'Vatei Svatayim L'Arau L'Eitiv Chol Yishim Vatei Adam B'Shvua V'Nealam Mimenu V'Yada V'Hashem L'Chat Me'ile. So these are the three items that you get a Korban Olevi Yoreid for. So we have Shvat Eidut, Shvat Bitui. Shvat Eidut is when you deny having Eidut, but you take a Shvua that you don't know any Eidut, even though you do have Eidut. And Shvat Bitui is what we bumped into already, is taking a Shvua to either in the future, oser yourself, or demand of yourself something, or talking about the past, what you did in the past. Those are Shvat Bitui. And those items, you bring a Korban Olevi Yoreid. So in those items, they have a Korban Olev, and even though on their Zadon, right, they don't get Mita, they don't get Karet, I mean that this is a different category of Korbanot, this Olev Yoreid. It's not like a regular Chatat that only comes on Shogeg of a Karet. This comes on other items, like Shvat Eidut, Shvat Bitui, which have nothing to do with Karet, nothing to do with Mita. So maybe Truma should be the same thing over here. Truma should fit into this Pasuk, because we're talking about an Olev Yoreid, we're not talking about a Chatat. Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, Ema Ba, right, so the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Amakra Ba, Ba Lemute Truma. So the Pasuk has a mute of the word Ba, so on that you are Tamei, and on other things you are not Tamei, because it says, O Yigab Chol Tumat Adam Lechol Tumato Asheit Ma Ba, Benela Mimenu Adra. So Ba means it, and not others. So it says, Ba comes to exclude Truma. Now it's obvious that the Gemara is going to have a problem with this, because the Gemara doesn't know what to include, and it knows what to exclude. How can you say Ba comes to exclude Truma, when we don't even know what the Pasuk includes to start with? And that's Gemara's next question. Question. Talking about, right? So he says, "Ema ba limute mikdash." I mean, what do you mean? Why do you have to say ba? It's coming to exclude truma. Let's say ba comes to exclude mikdash. Why to exclude mikdash? Because by mikdash we have the lo sagile be carbon olivia rate. Maybe it's not enough of the carbon olivia. Add the mighty carbon kavua. So that's maybe by tumata mikdash, which is something that you're going to get Karet for. If you violate it, maybe the carbon of Olev Yoreid is not enough, not a high enough punishment, or not a high enough kapara to deal with it. Since it's not a high enough kapara to deal with it, maybe you need a chatat to deal with that. And carbon of Olev Yoreid will be for truma. And then ba comes to exclude mikdash, which requires a full-fledged chatat in order to be mechaper. So how do we know the ba here excludes truma? Doesn't it exclude mikdash? Over here, possibly, let's say, even if you want to suggest maybe a Kodesh as well. It's not necessarily exclusive. All right, now, Kari Rava Alei de Rabbi. So Rava says about Rabbi, who comes to teach us, Dole Mayu Miborota Mukim. He draws waters from deep, right, cisterns. So here is, Rabbi's going to help us here in a Braita to explain how we know that this Parsha is talking about Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. Tanya, we have a Braita. Rabbi Omer, Ekra Ani Chaya Behema Lama Nemra. So here in the Pasuk, it says, we just said that before, Nefesh Sher Tigab Chol Davar Tamei Obni Vlat Chaya Tmeya Obni Vlat Behema Tmeya. So Obi Vlad Sheretz Tamei and Alami Menu Bu Tamei Vashem. So now, what Rebbe is asking is, why do I need both Chayat Tamei and Behemah Tamei? Why is he asking this question? Because we know from later on in the Parshat Shmini, when it deals with the animals that are kosher and the animals that are non-kosher, over there, the Torah leads on, Vezot HaChaya SheTochlu, these are the animals that you can eat, and then it says, Behemah. So we know from there, the Gemara teaches us that the Behemah is a subcategory of Chaya. Behemah is subsumed under the term Chaya. If you say Chaya, Chaya doesn't mean exclusively Chaya. Chaya means Chaya and Behemah. So if I already have Chayat Tmeya here in the Pasuk, why does the Pasuk then again say Behemah Tmeya? I mean already, if I had Chayat Tmeya and said nothing else, I would have known that Chaya includes Behemah. So why, what is Behemah Tmeya add for me? So this is what the Rebbe says. Ekrani Chaya Behemah, Lama Nemra? So Nemar Kan Behemah Tmeya, V'Nemar Lahalan Behemah Tmeya. I'll tell you why, because I have a Hekesh now. This Behemah Tmeya is coming to teach me something about Behemah Tmeya. I have Behemah Tmeya on my Pasuk here in Karban Olev Yoreid, here in the end of Vayikra in Perek Hei, but I also have it in Vayikra Zayin, which we quoted before, for the case by someone as Trumat Aguf and eats. Someone Trumat Aguf eats Basar Kodesh. Over there we say V'Nechbetas. Now I'll read you the Pasuk again from Perek Zayin, which says, "Nefesh asher tuchal basar mizevach hashlamim shel Hashem b'tumat olav v'nifata nefesh yemeyamea." Then, the nefesh ki tigav chol tamei b'tumat adam o b'beima tmeya. So there, the word beima tmeya. So o b'chol sheketz tamei v'chal mi basar zevach hashlamim shel Hashem b'nifata nefesh yemeyamea. So you have the word beima tmeya by eating kodesh when you have tumat aguf. I have behemah tmeya here by the word, by the korban olei yoreid, which is extraneous. I didn't need it. So from that hekesh, I'm going to say that we're talking about eating kodesh b'tumat aguf. So malahalan tumat kodesh, afkan tumat kodesh. Right, so now that solves the problem, one problem. What does it solve the problem for? It solves the problem for kodesh. Does that solve the problem for mikdash? So that was a problem because now I know that Kodesh has Behemah Tmeya in it, and I know that the Korban Olei Yoreid is dealing with Kodesh. How do I know it's also dealing with Mikdash? And that's the question. So my says, Kodesh Ashrechan. Tumat Kodesh. Ashrechan Tumat Kodesh. We already know that. Tumat Mikdash. Minolon. How do I know about Tumat Mikdash? So I'm a Kro. So that's not a problem. Also, that we can have from Bechol Kodesh Lotiga. Vela Mikdash Lotavo. And so that we already had that with the. In Parshat Tazria, in the beginning of Parshat Tazria, a woman who becomes Tamei from Tumat Leida, it says there, Shloshim Yom Shlotiyah Mim Teshev B'Tamei Tara, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, V'la Mikdash Lo Tovo, Admelo Tumei Tara. So if you remember from Makot, what do we do with that, Pasuk? We use that, well, it depends, Rish Makot, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, but we did use it for Hekesh between Kodesh and Mikdash, because it says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, V'la Mikdash Lo Tovo. That means Kodesh Mikdash are mentioned, right, juxtaposed to each other, mentioned there. So we learned from there, in Makot, we learned from there that we're dealing with a Chiyuv Karet by both of them. So it must be something that deals with a Chiyuv Karet. But here we're going to say, what? There's a Hekesh. So if I have a crop, Kodesh lo tigah Mikdash lo tavo, itkish, Mikdash to Kodesh. There's a Hekesh between Mikdash and Kodesh. So that's the conclusion. This is Rebbe's Breito. And now, based on this Breito, we have a conclusion or a way to learn out that the Kodesh and Mikdash are what are being referred to in this parsha of Karban Olei Yoreid. Because Kodesh I learn out from the word Behemah Tmeya, and then Mikdash I learn out from a Hekesh to Kodesh. Where it says, oh, Ihachi Truma Nami. What about Truma? Gamar Mar, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. In the pasuk that we quoted from the beginning of Parsha Tazria, that makes a Hekesh between Mikdash and Kodesh, you know what? Over there, it's talking about, that pasuk is talking about truma. When it says, Damar Mar B'Cholesh Lo Tiga, L'Rabot Et HaTruma. And that we saw back in Makot. That's what I was saying to you before. It's Makot is what the B'Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is. B'Chol Kodesh Tiga probably is talking about truma. So it's talking about truma. Now you just brought me a hekesh in the pasuk between Mikdash and Kodesh, but you brought me a pasuk that's dealing with truma. So why not include truma? When it says, Hamiyek Rachmano Bo. Right, so that we don't have a problem, because now we have the puzzle that says, Ba, the low truma. But now you can ask the same question again that we had before, which is, Vema Ba, the Mute Mikdash. Let's use Ba to exclude Mikdash, and include truma, which is found in that puzzle as well. But it says, Mistavra, Mikdash, Lo Mimadinan. Doesn't make sense that we're going to exclude Mikdash, because Shukain, Big Karet, Kamota. Right, because it's similar to Kodesh. What's the punishment for someone who eats Basar Kodesh, with Tum'at Aguf? Karet. What's the punishment for someone enters the Mikdash while they are Tamei? Karet. So that makes more sense to say that Mikdash and Kodesh are the two items included because they're both in the category of Karet. Gemara says, no, mate, Adarabba. Truma lo ma'atinan, kishkena chila kamota. Let's think about the Avera that is being done over here. When you talk about Kodesh, Betumat Guf, you're eating Kodesh, Betumat Guf. What's the problem by Truma? You're eating Truma, Betumat Guf. By Mikdash, what are you doing? You're walking into the Mikdash. So let's say you're better off including Truma, like Kodesh, which both are problems of Achila, rather than Kodesh and Mikdash. One is Achila, one is entering the Mikdash. Elam Rava. So now we get into a new thing. Shlosh. So now that's Rebbe. Even though Rava before said that Rebbe is Bela Mimayim, right? Me Barot Amukim. Now we have to leave that a little bit, and we're going to move on to another attempt at including it, which is Amar Rava Shlosh Kritot Shlamim Lama. So this is the by Shlamim. It tells us three times. It tells us the fact that someone who eats Shlamim Betumat Haguf gets Karet three times. And the question is, why is it three times? Two of them we read, and that's from Parshat Tzav in Perek Zayin in Vayikra. We read those two. I'll read them again to you. It's Pasuk Chaf and Chafal. V'nefesh asher tuchal basar mizevach ha-shlamim, ha-shlamim, ha-shla Hashem b'tumoto alav, hisamei tumat ha-guf, v'nechrata ha-nefesh ha-hi mi-ha-me'ah. That's one. Pasuk right afterwards is nefesh ki tiga b'chol tamei b'tumat ha-dam o-be'ima t'mima b'chol sheketz tamei v'achal mi-basar zevach ha-shlamim again, ha-shla Hashem b'nechrata ha-nefesh ha-hi mi-ha-me'ah. That's number two. And the third one's actually found in Parshat Emor. In Parshat Emor it says, Emor alehem l'dor techem, kol ish asher yikrav, mikos arechem ala kodoshim. And now we know that yikrav, we learned that back in Makot also, that the yikrav here is not krevat, the touching, but krevav achila, because we know that the chiv karet only applies to achila, so that karev we learned. So asher yikrav, kol arechem ala kodoshim, asher yikdishu b'nei shol Hashem, bitumato alav, another karet for eating kodshim bitumat haguf. So now I have three times that it tells us that you get punishment of karet for eating kodesh bitumat haguf. Why do I need all three of them? What do all these three come to teach me? So that's where the rabba comes. Amar shlosh kriyot b'shlamim lama. Achat lechlal, v'chat lefrat, v'chat lutuma haktuva batora. Stam. That's for a tuma that's plain in the Torah. So now, veni yodea mahi. And I don't know what this tuma stam is. Bemer tumat kodesh. I would have thought tumat kodesh. Meinu linyan tumat kodesh. Then afka le mit rabbi. Right? So if it's not good enough for tumat kodesh, I learn that from rabbi. Stay mit neil linyan tumat migdash. Then we'll use it for tumat migdash. Or let me explain. I'm reading it to you now. Let us explain what this means. So you have three times that the pasuk tells us about eating kodeshim bitumat aguf. And we have one pasuk which does not mention shlamim at all. It's a general pasuk, which is the one from Parshat Emor. The word in the pasuk in Parshat Emor does not mention shlamim in particular. The one in Perek Zayin from Parshat Tzav, both sukim that we said the karet mention the word shlamim in them. Whereas the pasuk in Emor is just a general pasuk. Is Emor alachem l'doritchem kol ish she yikrav mikol zarchem ela kodashim asher yakdishu any kodashim ibnei Yisrael. Then v'nelam imen. I'm sorry. V'tumato alav v'nichvatan nevshim milafanai ani Hashem. So there you have a pasuk that's dealing with kodshim in general, and says that if you eat a bit tumat aguf, what does that mean? What does that teach me? That teach me is tumat aguf, you're chayav. So then why do I also have a pasuk by shlamim that sets aside, or particularly it says that kodshim are, or shlamim are chayav karet? Why do I need that? So now I have a kalal and a prat. Now what's the din of a kalal and a prat, generally? Ein ba kalal elamasha ba prat. So that should have been the limud. I have a klal, general statement that says, no eating kodshim when you have tumat aguf. I have a particular statement which says, no eating shlamim when you have tumat aguf. So that's when I have a general statement, a particular statement, the particular statement comes to define what the klal is talking about. So I should have klal uprat. This is Rashi. I'm explaining to you Rashi. Now Tosos disagrees. I'm explaining to you Rashi's pshat. So Rashi said, I have a klal uprat. And what I aim by klal, I'm actually paprat. But that's not what the Gemara does over here. The Gemara says, no, over here we have a different limit over here, which is The limud, which we find in many places, is called davar sheyatza min haklal, something that leaves a klal. Lo yatza min haklal alamed atzmo yatza, ela alamed al haklal kulo yatza. When something has, you have a general principle, and then you have an item that is mentioned separately, we say that item comes not to teach about itself, but about the klal kulo. So now you have, like for instance, I'll give you by Shabbos. By Shabbos you have a klal of lo tasu kol melacha, and then you have a prat by havara, by lighting fires. Lo tavi roish b'chol moshavu tzachem yom haShabbat. So there we say, oh, lama yotza havara. So one opinion is that it gets malchut and it's separate. The other one is, no, it comes to teach us about all malachot. What does it teach us about all malachot? That every malacha by itself will get a chiyuv karban, that they're separate. It's chivuk malachot. It's taught from havara. But wait, I have a klal, lo tasu malacha, and I have a prat of havara. Why don't I say, ein b'chlal, lama shaprat? How do I know when each one functions? So Rashi over here explains the difference is how close together they are. If they are juxtaposed, if the two items are juxtaposed, then it's a klal uprat, and ein baklal elamasha baprat. But if they are ruchakim, echad mizeh mizeh, if they are distanced, they are not juxtaposed, then I have the principle of koshi yotzei min haklal, lo lameda latzmo yatza, ela lameda ela klal kulo yatza. So that's what we're doing over here. Right, that's what we're doing over here. The shlamim is leaving the klal, it's nowhere near the pasuk that deals with kodoshim. It's nowhere near the Pasuk Kodeshim, and therefore it's come to teach us not about Shlamim only, but rather it's telling us everything about what are the other Kodeshim that are Chayav. So it's coming to give us a definition or help us understand better what the Klal is speaking about. And that, it says, and Rashi tells us, Halo Shlamim b'chlal kol ha-Kodeshim, hayu v'lama yetzu, lakish aleim, ma Shlamim yuchadim kodeshe mizbeach, אַפ קול קוצ מיזבח יצו קוצ בדק בית שיין חייבים להם משום תומה. Okay, that's what Rashi tells us. So that's the first two kritot that we're dealing with. We had one karet that dealt with kodshim bechlal, and then we had one karet that dealt with shlamim befrat. So that klal uprat is not coming to teach us only shlamim, but it's rather coming to teach us that shlamim is telling us what type of, what's this klal dealing with? Something more about the klal. What about the klal that we're talking about? Kodshe mizbeach. That's why we're speaking about here kodshe mizbeach. Kodshe mizbeach is what is chayav over here for tumat guf, and not Koche bedek abayit. So that's Rashi's interpretation. Then I have one more karet. Right, so now what do I do with this last karet? And that's what the last karet comes to teach me. The last karet is the last one of Shlamim, the additional karet. And that's what a Rava says. That teaches me Tumat Kodesh. Another pasuk that tells me that we have Tumat Guf and I eat Kodesh, that I'm Tameh. Wait, we don't need it. We have two other pasukim that already teach me that. So what am I going to do with this pasuk? Emmanuel Kodesh. Why don't I need Kodesh? Because I already know Kodesh from Rebbe's Limud. We'll go back to this in a second. Therefore, I'm talking about Mikdash. What do I know from Rebbe's Limud? Rebbe taught us that the word Behemat Me'ah can teach me about Kodesh. Behemat Me'ah, we were able to learn out from Behemat Me'ah that the pasuk must be talking about Tumat Guf eating Kodesh, because I had Behemat Me'ah here in the pasuk by Karban Olev Yoreid. I have Behemat Me'ah from the pasuk by here where we're talking about Shlamim. I have the word Behemat Me'ah. So I already know that Kodesh is definitely what the pasuk of Karban Olev Yoreid. The problem is I need to extend it to Mikdash. I try to extend to Mikdash. How do I try to do it? The Hekesh. B'chol Kodesh lo tigal, Mikdash lo yavo. So I tried to do that. That failed because it said that could be done at Truma. So now I need another pasuk to teach me that we're talking about, over there we're talking about Mikdash and not Kodesh. And so that's what Rabbah comes along and says, listen, I don't need this extra pasuk, this extra karet by Shlamim, because I know everything I need to know about eating Kodesh with Tumat Guf. I know already. I had a klal, I have a prat, I have everything I need to know. What's this extra pasuk going? So that's what he said. That's what Rabbah comes along and says, listen, it says, Echad Prava Tumah, Ktuvah B'Torah Stam, Venu De'amahi. What is that? Havi Omer, Tumat Kodesh. This comes to teach me that it's talking about Tumat Kodesh by Behemat Me'ah. V'me'inu inyan Tumat Kodesh, Denafkele midi Rabbi. I can learn that out from Rabbi's Limud. Tzne'u inyan Tumat Mikdash. So now I have Tumat Mikdash. I says, wait a minute. So I'm just as a summary, now the way we're going to know that Karban Olev Yoreid deals with Kodesh and Mikdash, Kodesh, I'm going to learn out from the word Behemat Me'ah, that's found both by the Shlamim and found by over by the Karban Olev Yoreid. Mikdash, I'm going to know from almost the exact same thing, which is that I have an extra pasuk by Kodesh that's unnecessary. So I'm going to push it onto Mikdash and tell me that when I'm dealing with Tumah in the Torah, where I don't know what it's talking about, it's talking about Mikdash and Kodesh. So Mar says, hey, how can you do that? V'ami baile l'kir Rabbi Abahu. How can you use this pasuk for that? How can you know that's necessary? I need for Abahu. Damar Rabbi Abahu. Shlosh kritot bishlamim lama. So he has the same question the Rava has. I have three kritot by shlamim. What am I going to do with them? So achad l'chlal v'achad l'prat. One for a chlal, one for a prat. V'achad l'dvarim she'enan ne'chalim. Oh, what about items that are not normally eaten? Meaning that what we differentiated before, we said that the Shlamim comes to teach me that the problem of Tumat HaGuf and eating Kodesh only relates to Kodshei Mizbeach, not Kodshei Berach HaBayit. But even within Kodshei Mizbeach, I have two categories. I have a category of korbanot that are eaten, and I have a category of items that are not eaten. For instance, itzim that go on the Mizbeach, livonah that goes on the Mizbeach, all ktoret that goes on the Mizbeach, all these items are items that go on the Mizbeach, they're kodshei Mizbeach, yet they're not normally eaten. What happens if somebody eats those items, goes in and eats those items? So that's the Gemara says, I need that. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Yechai Damar, Darim she'inam nechalim, ein chayalim karet mishum tuma. So that the So that's the limud is for things that are not eaten. So now the Gemara says, "Ulu Rabbi Shimon Damar Dvarim Sheinam Nechalim Ein Chayiv Lemakareit Mishum Tumah Letuye Chatat Apnimit." And according to Rabbi Shimon, says that inedible items or items that are not normally eaten, you're not chayiv for tumat haguf for. What do I need this extra pasuk to teach you about Chatot HaPnimiot? Chatot that do not have their dam placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but rather on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or on the Parochet, or on Ben Abadim. I mean, those are the, what are the Chatot HaPnimiot? There are only a number of them, which is Yom Kippur, and the Chatot of Yom Kippurim, the Chatot of Paranelam Tzibur, and the Chatat of Avodah Zarah also, which is Seir Anelam, would mean the Chatat for a person who violates Avodah Zarah, when the whole, the same idea, where the whole Tzibur violates Avodah Zarah on the Alpiyah based it. Alright, so Sakadat Chamina, why would I have thought otherwise by these korbanot? Ho v'amar Rabbi Shimon, kol she'inu karev ala mizbeach ha-chitzon, kishlamim, eina ha-chayinu v'lav mishum pigul. Pigul only applies to items that are on the mizbeach ha-chitzon. So if pigul only applies to items that are on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, how do I know that? Because where do I learn pigul? I learn pigul from korban shlamim. So I thought, just like I learned pigul from korban shlamim, and it's limited to items on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, mishum tam tumanami. Lo. So I would have thought Tumah is the same din. We're learning it out of Shlamim. So only items that go on Mizbeach HaChitzon should be subject to Tumat HaGuf. Kamash Malan, Dim Mechayev. So Rabbi Shimon Lashitado needs this, has this problem. So Rabbi Shimon Lashitado says Pigul only applies to Mizbeach HaChitzon. I would have thought the same thing by Tumah. Comes along the extra karet by Shlamim to teach me not only is it Mizbeach HaChitzon, but even items that go Mizbeach HaPnimi also are subject to eating Bitumat HaGuf. So now I've done this, if I do that, I said, oh my gosh, I don't have this extra pasuk anymore. If I don't have this extra pasuk anymore, this extra limud, then I'm still missing Mikdash. I have Kodesh from Rabbi, but I'm still missing Mikdash to deal with Karban Olev Yoreid. I'm going to take a hiatus here just to deal with Tosfos. Tosfos says, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi says that either it's a klalo prat, or it's right a something she yatsa in a cloud, lulu made alatmo yatsa, a cloud kolo yatsa. Tosfos says, Rashi, he says, lefi rahate, he'll say sometimes lefi right, Rashi in his feet, or lefi, you know, sometimes he'll say lefi khurfei, because of his sharpness, that he didn't catch this. But let's think about this. Where is the klal found? The klal that anybody who has tumat haguf cannot eat kodshim, where's that klal found? In Pashat and more. Where is the prat that someone who is tamei tumat haguf, God bless you, is not allowed to eat shlamim? Where's that found? In Pashat Tzav. How could Rashi call it a klalu prat, right? Or the other, which is the other possibility, it's come to melamed al klal kulo yatsa. It's really a prat uklal. And a prat uklal, you would include in everything. So that's what Tosfos asks of you. I don't understand. If you look at the Tosfos, achat the klal, achat the prat, he says, perish a kunchis. Vim tomar, klalu prat, vim klal, elamash prat, vagav riate lo dak. Tavilach show to prat uklalu. When I say klal mosif ala prat, right, that it'll be things, and a prat uklal is the prat mitzav, the klal behemor. Umash perish to meet a klalu prat, and muchakim, and a kimidat klalu prat uklal, and nira. He says also that a klal prat that a muhakim doesn't have a din of klal prat uchal. He says that's even wrong too, because, and we learned this also in Sanhedrin, that when you have a case of the ribo mio tabe kimidat klal prat a muhakim And the Rashi himself over it says that is Riba Miut is equal to Klal Pratochla. So he says, I don't understand Rashi from two perspectives. One is, this isn't even a Klal Prat, it's a Pratochla. And number two is, Rashi over here who says that a Klal Prat and Ruchakim don't have a din of Klal Pratochla, he says that's not true. He says Rashi himself in Sanhedrin says that that's the case. Tosfos Nian says that it comes, it would have been a Klal Prat Uchlal. It would have been a klal prat uchlal, because this prat uchlal, which are far away from each other, would have either included everything, or would include a klal prat uchlal. Shlamim comes along to teach you what is defined here. That's only kodshei mizbeach. So it's either coming to limit, either it would have been a prat uchlal and it would have included everything, Shlamim comes to tell me only kodshei mizbeach, or if it was the other way around, it's klal prat uchlal, I would have included everything that is ke'en prat. And the ke'en prat over here would have been, everything including, which would include even things that are Devarim Shein Lehem Matirim or Devarim Shein Lehem Nachalim possibly, and then along comes Shlamim to limit what exactly in the Kodshim is Be'ach is included. Right? So that's the two parts that Tosu says. But Tosu says that Rashi's, I'm only just showing that Tosu has to learn another way because Rashi's Pshat is a little bit questionable because the Klal Prat are not found in the order that he needs in order to have his Pshat work out. Okay, now, the Gemara now still has to solve its problem. It has Kodesh, it doesn't have Mikdash. So what's it going to do about that? El Amar Nardai, Mishmei Derava. So now we say, now, Mishmei Derava, Shlosh Tumot Bishlamim Lama. The word Tumah appears by Shlamim three times. So instead of using the Karet now, which we already used, we needed that for something else, we're going to use the word Tumah that is found by each of these, which is that the word Tumah is found, the Tumato Alav is found by each of these items. So each of them that has the Tumato Alav, the Tumah, let's learn from that instead of from the Karet aspect of it. So Achad the Klal, Vachad the Prat, Vachad the Tumah, Tuvah b'Torah Stam. One for the Klal of Prat that we need anyway, and one from the Torah Stam where we don't know what it means. That's the Karban Olevi, right? Ve'inu de'amai, Abi Omer, Tumat Kodesh, Imenu linyan Tumat Kodesh, Nafkalei mitarabi, already the same thing, Tnei olinyan Tumat Mikdash. So Mar says, wait a minute, how could you do this? Which is, it's an interesting, the Havamin is only interesting because of the rejection of the Gemara. The rejection of the Gemara is so simple that you wonder why what the Havamin was to include it. But each one of these pitot that has a karet written with it, it has also tuma written by it. And so the words of tuma are coming to explain something about them. So what is now the Gemara's answer is, wait a minute. You can't use these tumot. Why? Because it says tumato alav by all of them, but that's also teaching us what the karet is about. The tumato alav is necessary to know what the karet is referring to. So where it says, "V'ay nami mi boilei." I didn't buy even the nichtav karet like the Rabbi Bo coming nami tumot right to those saki label of hachi. I mean, how do you know what the karet is speaking about unless you know that it's for tumato alav that we're talking about tumato guf? So I mean that the whole point of why these three pitot are all saying the same thing is because all of them tell us for tumato alav, that all of them are talking about tumato guf. So he says, yeah, the only way you can compare all these three pitot is to say they're talking about the same type or form of tumah, and tumato alav is what teaches us that. So he says, yeah, en ochanami of three times it says for tumato alav, and three times it says karet. But the two of them are needed together to create the unit that says that tumato guf is written three times. So someone has tumato guf eating kodesh just three times. Where it says we can't learn it out from that. El Amar Rava, Atya Tumato Tumato. When you use a Gzeres Shava or a Hekesh of sorts of Tumato Tumato, which is what? Tiv Chocha, by Karban Olev Yored, it says, Lechol Tumato, Ugigat B'Tumat Adam Lechol Matumah Asher Tumah Bavla, Nehmi Menu Veda Hashem. So that's Lechol Tumato. Uchtiv Hatam, and it's written by Parshat Chukat, right, which we quoted before as the source for how do we know you get karet for entering the mikdash when you are tameh? That pasuk says, "Kol nugeh b'meit b'nefesh adam asher yamut v'lo itchata mishkan Hashem timei v'nichata nefesh yahu ahi miYisrael ki meidi dalo zorak alav tameh ye od tumato bo." So there you have the word tumato. So I'm going to say tumato there, right? Tumato here. So that'll teach me that we're talking about mikdash. I read again, we have Kodesh from Rabbi, from Behemat Me'ah, Mikdash Anid. Okay, we'll use the word Tumato to teach me that. So my says, Malalan Tumat Mikdash, Afkan Tumat Mikdash, Elaba Lamali. So then what am I going to do with the word Ba? Now I don't need to exclude Shuma, because I'm never thought to include Shuma. I have specifically Mudim that include Kodesh, and specifically Mudim that include Mikdash. I've Kodesh learned that from the word Behemat Me'ah. I learned Mikdash from the word Tumato. What do I need the word ba from now? I don't need to exclude anything because I didn't include anything to have to exclude it. Mar says, that's amazing. Ela ba, lomali, lirabot, nevelat of tahor. That comes to include a nevelat of tahor. What's unique about nevelat of tahor? A nevela of an of tahor, you're only tamei through eating it. Only once you swallow it. If you touch it, nothing else. There's only one particular type of tumah. It's a tumah of swallowing it or eating it. So I would have thought that I would have excluded this type of tumah because the word Naga or Maga is mentioned over here, because I would have thought Iga means only touching, things that you become tamei through touching, not things that you only become tamei through eating. So therefore I include Nevelat Tov Tahor. It says, wait a minute, how do you just switch your, you know, before you were singing a song that Ba means a miyut, also now Ba becomes a rivui. Ha-amart, ba miyuto. If ba is a miyut, how could all of a sudden you come make it into a riboy? So my says, mishum de miyuto yater. That's exactly why it's a riboy, because it's a miyut.
It is a miyut.
Resulting in it being a riboy. Why? Because it says, k'tiv o-yikiga. Right, so the pasuk says before, it says, o-kigiga b'tumat adam. So that's, iga means we're limited to things that are dvar negiya in, Dala barnegia lo. So you already have a miut. A miut says only things that become tamei through touch are what a problem here. That's a miut. Then the next word in the puzzle is b'chol tumato asher yitma ba. I have another miut. Ba says it and not something else. So now, what do I say? Ba miuta. I have a miut achar miut. I have an exclusion after mishmiut. Ve'ein miut achar miut. Ela lerabot. So miut achar miut lerabot. Where does it come to me, Rabbi? The one item that you don't become tamei through nigia, but you only come tamei through achila. What's that? That's nevelat of tahor. So for that reason, that's why we're making the ba into a riboy, and that includes nevelat of tahor. So now I've solved my problem. I've solved my problem, which is now, how do I know that the parsha in Perkei, at the end of parsha in Vayikra, that karbano levirui, is talking about Kodesh and Mikdash. I learned that out because I have the word Beimat Meah, which is extraneous. That's Rebbe's limud in the Braita. Rebbe teaches that as Beimat Meah to Beimat Meah, but which is found in the Parsha of Tzav by Shlamim, that is Benichrita Nevshehi. That karet there is referring to Tumata Guf eating Kodesh. So just like over there, we're talking about Kodesh, so too over here, we're talking about Kodesh Mikdash. How do I know we're talking about Mikdash here? Because the word Tumato, the whole Tumato. Where else do we have the word Tumato? We have that in Parshat Chukat, when we're dealing with entering the Mikdash when someone's tamei mate. So over there, when you enter the Mikdash with any Tumah, you're chayav karet. That's the punishment for entering the Mikdash with Tumah. It's found in Parshat Chukat. There it says, Tumato alav. Tumato. We're good to go. We got Kodesh and Mikdash. So we solved the problem. Now we know that Karban Levi Yared is dealing with Kodesh and Mikdash. So now the Gemara moves on to the next thing, which is, Yesh v'yab di yidiyah b'tchila, v'ein ba yidiyah b'sof, seir anaseh b'fnim is mechaper on this. So now we know that the Seir Bifnim is Mechaper, and this is the Mishnah continues, and something where you have Yediyah B'tchila, you knew about it, but then you never remembered afterwards. You never remembered that you did this, you violated this B'tumah, and you never remembered it afterwards. The Seir Naseh Bifnim, why? Because it's a Rabbanan. It says, Chiper ala Kodesh mitum ot b'nei Yisrael. So it says, by this Seir Bifnim, right in Parshat Achrimot, it says, Chiper ala Kodesh mitum ot b'nei Yisrael. So now, Yeshli b'inyan zelavi shalosh tumot. How do I know what it's talking about? It says, b'chir ha-kodesh mi tumot b'nei Yisrael. What tumah is it speaking about? When it says that the Seir HaPnim deals with, or mezmechaper on tumot b'nei Yisrael, what tumah is it talking about? The Braisa says, I could have talked about, speaking about three tumot. The Braisa is going to say, by the way, it's a whole Braisa here, and then the Gemara is going to dissect line by line the Braisa afterwards. So we'll get to a portion of it today. Tomorrow's daf, we'll finish off the Braisa. The Braisa says, shalosh tumot. What are the tumot I could have included? Tumat avodah zarah. Tumat gilui arot, but tumat shvichat damim. The tumult that it could be referring to over here is that I could have brought shlosh tumult. I could add three different types of tumat that the Seir Bifnim is mechaper on. These three items. I mean, basically the three cardinal sins. Why? Because it says by all of them tumah. But it was zera umer the man tameit mikdashi. So there, it's actually talking about, truthfully, it's talking about the molech over there, right? That you shouldn't be mitamei. You should not be. You should not be metameh the mikdash with this, with these items or with this this worship of the molech. This is according to one who says the molech is a avodah zarah. So if there, by avodah zarah, since it says that you will do this, you will be metameh mikdashish. You see the word tumah is used in reference to avodah zarah. They should not be tamei in the chukot that the goyim do. What are the chukot that they do? That's the whole parsha of Arayot that was found right before it, right? So b'shvichut tameim, u'omer, lo titamei ha'aretz, right? That's part and part of Matot, right? When it's dealing with, when it's dealing with the parsha of Arei Miklat, and the parsha of Retzach over there, it says you must punish these individuals, because if you don't punish them, then it'll be metameh the aretz, right? So that you have to be menakeh the aretz from the dam shofcho by killing them. And don't worry about it. That's what you got to do. Otherwise, the aretz will become full of damim. So now you see the word tameh is used by Avodah Zarah, by shvichut damim, and by gilui arayot. So when I say by the sayer naseh b'fnim b'chiper al tumot b'nei Yisrael, maybe it's referring to these tumot. So when I says yachol al gimut tumot alalu yehi sayer mechaper, I would think this tamal omar mi tumot b'nei Yisrael velo kol tumot. Only some tumult does it deal with, but not all tumult. Mamatzinu shel chileka katuv michlal kol tumult. Which type of tumah did the Torah set aside or put in a corner? Avimer tumat mikdash ukdashav. Tumat mikdash ukdashav are unique in their punishment and in their korban. They're unique in their punishment of being chayav karet. They're unique in their punishment that they get a korban olev yored. So too avkam b'tumat mikdash ukdashav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's limud that the tumah that we're talking about b'tumot b'nei Israel by Seraphim is talking about mikdash ukdashav. Rabbi Shimon Omer mimkamohu mukhra. Why do you have to go so far to find this out? We can learn it from the pasuk itself. Har Omer says, "V'chikper ala kodesh mitumot." So what does it mean, "V'chikper ala kodesh mitumot"? Mitumot shel kodesh. It's talking about tumot of kodesh. Yochal al kol tumah shebe kodesh. Yehi seir zeh mechaper. We think it's talking about any type of tumah in kodesh. Tamal Omer umipishachem v'chol chatotam. What does mipishachem v'chol chatotam? Chataim dumiyad pishaim. Chataim that are similar to pishaim. What is pishaim? Pishaim are mezid. Ma pshayim she'inam b'nei karban. Or after them that you are pshayim, mezid is never chayav a karban. Af chatayim she'inam b'nei karban. So too, we're talking about cases of a chayt that is not a b'nei karban. What's a chayt that doesn't have a b'nei karban? That's something that has a yidiyah b'tchila, ve'in la yidiyah b'sof. How do you know that it's talking about that, not a case where there's any diyah b'tchila and yesh diyah b'sof? That's also something that doesn't get a korban. If you know diyah in the beginning and you know diyah b'sof, there's no korban there also. Maybe it's talking about that case. So how do you mean the yesh by diyah b'tchila v'en by diyah b'sof? Shazir zeh toled, that this holds you out, is mechaper and holds you out until you remember and then you bring your chatat. Tomar l'chol chatatam. Chayvei chatot b'mashma. What does that mean, chayvei chatat? Something that could eventually reach a chatat. We're talking about something that can reach, eventually, the Chol Chatotam means that will reach a Chatat. What's the only case that can reach a Chatat, but now it's not Chayav a Chatat? Something that's Yediyah B'Tchila, Vein Yiva Yediyah B'Sof. That's the Braita. Machlok is from Yidur B'Shem. Now, I told you, the Gemara is going to go line by line in the Braita and break it down. Amar Mar, Yesh B'li B'inyan Zelafi Gimel Tumot. I should have brought three Tumot here. Tumot Avodah Zarah, Tumot Gila Yerayot, and Tumot Shvichot Damim. Hi, Avodah Zarah, Heichi Dami. What were you thinking about? When you said Avodah Zarah, what would the Karbon Olev Yared help you for with regards to Avodah Zarah? Ibemezid, if you do Avodah Zarah with intent, right, Bemezid on purpose, Bark Talahu, that's a death penalty. Ibishogeg, the Ridai Rashabeg, Bark Karbanu, what do you bring? Shogeg by Avodah Zarah is a Karban Chatat. It's not really a Chatat, it's a Karban, special Karban Chatat that's found in Pashat Shlach. It does not bring the regular Karban Chatat, and that you have to bring a Sira that's found in Pashat Shlach, which deals with Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, someone Shogeg by Avodah Zarah brings a particular type of chatat. The Gemara says, all right, I'll tell you what the case is. The case is v'mezid lo achube. V'shogeg lo yitiadele. The case is where he was mezid and there was no hatra'ah. So now he's not a bar ketala. Or it's a case where he's shogeg v'lo yitiadele. He was a shogeg and he didn't know about it. Same case like we have by Tumad Mikdash Ketoshav. It's a case where he did about his zarah, but he never got to the diyah and the sof, so he doesn't know how to bring the korban in the end. Even though, in general, we don't include here, which is an interesting thing, and we're talking about here a case of mezid v'lo atzurbe, cases that eventually will never end up in cases of chataot, right? So what, I mean, the Gemara before demanded a case that ends up in a chatat. Case of mezid v'lo atzurbe will never end up in a case of chatat. So why is the Gemara willing to include it over here? So Tosafot says that they're including it for the word mishpishayim. That they're including from Pesha, and then the Chol Chatotam will include the case, either you can include Kodesh and Mikdash, or you can include the case of Shogeg, where he doesn't remember. But he says that that case of Meizi without Hatra is really being included by the part of Pesha'im. It says the Chol Pesha'im or the Chol Chatotam. It also includes Pesha'im. That Pesha'im is Meizi v'lo Atrube. That's what the Tosa suggests over here. Right now, the Gemara says, alright, Gilu Arayot, Nami Hechidami. What's the case of Gilu Arayot that you wanted to include here? Even Mezid, if you're a Mezid, Bar Ketolo, death penalty. Or, truthfully, if it's also by Gilui Arayot, there are two possibilities of punishment. What are the punishments? Either you can get Chil Miskila, or you can get a Sreifa, Chenek, or you can get Karet. So what about the ones that have Karet? The ones that have Karet have a punishment of Malkot. So there's a punishment for someone that's Gilui Arayot B'Mezid. Oh, B'Shogeg Bar Karbanu. A Shogeg is Shogeg of a Chatat, because it's a Karet that is a Shogeg. It's Chil Karet that has a Shogeg with it, that you can bring a Karma Chatat. Same idea that we had by the case of what is Zarah. Right, Shvichud Damim Nami Echidami. What's the case of Shvichud Damim that you would include? Hey, even Mezid Bar Ketolo, your death penalty for someone who kills on purpose with intent. Even Shogeg Bar Galuto. If he doesn't be Shogeg, then he goes into Galut. So Gemara says, either be Mezid. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we can Mezid Velo Achubei, same thing, or be Shogeg Velo Itiadale. Right, so that if the case where Shogeg Leitele, Sigmar says, Inami Bahanach, Delay Benay Galutu Ninhu. Or cases where Shogeg, where he doesn't get Galut. We had a whole list of them in Makot. Cases where you don't get Galut, even though you are a Shogeg. Right, we're going to stop over here, but that was the Havamina. All the Gemara just dealt here was the Havamina of the Braita, that these three items possibly could be Nitchaper Ayyadei, the Seira Pnimi. So Gemara just wants to know, what's the case that you even need a Seira Pnimi? So Gemara comes up with all the cases, is it Mezid Velo Achubei? Cases of Mezid Velo Achubei, or Shogeg, and he doesn't know about it, or Shogeg by Galut, where he doesn't end up with Galut. So those are the cases where we're going to require the Seira Naseh Bifnim in order to be Mechaper, because these are items that do not have an alternative punishment. So they don't have an alternative punishment. Let's say that Seira Pnim takes care of them. The Braita rejects it, and that's again, the Gemara is going to go line by line and dissect what does it mean, Amamar, the next statement in the Braita, how do we know that that's not true? And it's true that it's talking about Kodesh and Mikdash and not talking about these three items. Okay, we'll stop over here.